Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
singing,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there,
I'll be singing up there,
yes, sir. Me nowhere.
Glory.
Come on up to glory.
Glory.
I'll be praising up there.
I'll be praising up
hey,
there.
It's the same as this. I'm a day long.
To Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. The message for today is entitled, I Don't Know the Half of It. So I don't know what you're doing, but I strongly urge you to stop, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Brother Bradshaw, thank you for sharing with me and others in this ministry. And we want to thank each and every one of you for taking the time out of your very busy schedule this early in the morning to join not only the Grace Nurture Blog Talk radio broadcast, but also those who are joining me on the simulcast that I'm doing on Facebook Live. We appreciate each and every one of you, and we do not take your presence for granted. I want to acknowledge a few things that I think some of you may be thinking this year, because some of you will say that this year has been overwhelming. Some of you will say that this year has been annoying. Some of you will say this year has been frustrating. Some of you will say that this year has been a disappointment. Some of you will say that this year has been a year that's been filled with bereavement for all kinds of reasons. Some of you will shake your head and will say, can 2020 be over because of the pandemic, because of the protest, because of the politics? You're saying, some of you were saying that about 2019, and now you're saying it double, and you wish 2019 was still here. I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, and brothers and sisters, that in my attempt to share a spiritually appraised word to you today, I say to you that we need to be buoyed and emboldened by what the Word of God has to say, both in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, regarding not the circumstances that we see ourselves in, because, of course, those are having the opposite effect. Not necessarily by the people who we see visibly put in charge of our care and our concern, because long ago it's been established that man will continue to let you down. But I continue to put my faith and my trust in God. And like a little child who really doesn't understand a lot of the things in the world, I, as a child of God, am acknowledging to you that as I put my faith in God, even in 2020, I really don't know the half of what God has done, God is doing, and God will do in 2020 as well as beyond. Words from the Lord from the Old Testament help to amplify this point. With me, if you don't mind, in one of your favorite passages of Scripture, if you are a student of the Bible, and that is Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40, and if you start as early as verse 21, I think for those of us who are living in 2020, we can get some solid advice from what Isaiah received in prophecy in the year approximately 700 BC. And that is this: do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been declared to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He it is who reduces rulers to nothing, who makes the judges of the earth meaningless. Verse 26 says, lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these stars. The one who leads forth their host by number. He calls them all by name because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one of them is missing. Now, I say to you that when this passage powerfully says, have you not read or have you not heard? I want you to know and understand, ladies and gentlemen, and brothers and sisters, it is unequivocally talking about God back then, and we need the reminder that it's about God today. Let's not make the Job mistake. Job, who was one who feared God and eschewed evil and prayed for his children and just in case they sin with sacrifices to God. I want you to know that there was that moment when he strayed away across the line of having a question for God and started questioning you got that line where you don't want to be guilty of questioning God. You can ask God a question. And really in this particular case, you got a situation where God kind of said, do you know how I made the heavens? Do you know how I made the earth, the sky hang on nothing? All of those things that he said in the middle of the book of Job, we don't really know the half of it. This prophecy in Isaiah here further amplifies the fact that he's the one that sits up high. He sat up high in Job's day. He sat up high in Isaiah's day. He sits up high in our day. And as he looks down low, like he did in Job's day, like he did in Isaiah's day, like he does in our day, he is still the one who looks at us like grasshoppers. And he is the one that can, if it is his will, turn the tide, use the judges and the rulers who are really meaningless when it's all said and done. But if he is what he wants to, he can use them for his will and his way. We need to be reminded that he's the one that made the earth. He's the one that made the stars. Psalm 24 says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So we need the reinforcement, even in midst of a turbulent 2020, that God is indeed still one who sits up high, who looks down low, and we truly don't know the half of it. Look at verse 28, which is where a lot of times we join Isaiah 40. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. And here's the thing that really is the coup de grace of my message today. His understanding is inscrutable. I think the King James says unsearchable. We truly don't know the half of his knowledge and his skill. He is truly all knowledgeable and he's truly all powerful. And when we understand that, it lets us know that even in 2020, we don't need to lose faith. And we don't need to lose hope in a God who the Bible says in verse 29, he gives strength to the weary. And to him who lacks might, he increases power. Those youth grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly. Yet those who wait on the Lord, those who wait on the Lord, even in 2020, they will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. I also like the New Testament version of this sentiment that I read in Ephesians chapter 3. In verse number 20, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Of those all generations, 2020 is no exception. I know it's been overwhelming. I know it's been annoying. I know it's been frustrating. I know it's been disappointing. I know you're sick of all the death and all the politics and all the protests and all the things that have happened. But I say to you, have you not known? Have you not heard that there is a God who sits up high, who looks down low, and whose understanding is inscrutable, and we don't really know the half of it. be encouraged that God is still in control. And through our spiritually appraised prayers, God is still in the blessing business. Let us pray. Father in heaven, please be with us today as we continue to live and move and have our very being in you. I want to pray for those who are in the hospital, like Thoe and Conley, and the Conley family, as they continue to come to grips with some of the health challenges that he's undergoing. Please be with President Trump as he continues to recover from COVID-19. Please be with Brother McFaul as he continues to stay focused on his new journey and that he might have good health. Please be with other families who have lost loved ones due to COVID and lost loved ones due to other concerns and issues. And Father, just help us to be able to be a blessing to as many people as we possibly can be a blessing to, knowing that you still sit up high, you still look down low, and your understanding is still unsearchable. We don't know your knowledge. We will never know your skill. All we need to know is that we need to fear God, keep your commandments, because that is our whole duty. Help us, even in the midst of a turbulent 2020, to stay focused on that particular mission today and every day. In Jesus' name we pray.